Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, as always, every week, it's the part of the show where we look at work that's been done in the community by local clubs. And this time for our local club segment, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by George McCabe, who's the founder of G-Force Gym in Drimna, founded in 2020. And also, he's just started a running club in January, which has proven pretty popular as well. George McCabe, you're very welcome to the show, George. How are you, George?
How's things? But all good, all good.
Good stuff. Great to chat to you. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I'm really interested to hear, you know, all about G-Force Gym in Drimna and how you got into it. But I suppose before we get into that, tell me a little bit about yourself and your own background.
Yeah, my name is George McCabe from Drimna, and we used to live up in Talla. I had a bit of a rough old background between family loss and my family. I was kind of going through my own little addictions over the course of the years, and I kind of broke away into fitness to help with the demons and addictions I was going through in my own head.
What led you down the path of going through the fitness route? Obviously, addictions being dealt with. I often hear people who've gone through addictions saying that they need something else to focus on and something else to focus that maybe addiction towards, and fitness is often a good way to go there. What drove you in that direction?
It was more the fact that of all the hurt I went through in my life, I never kind of had much help. I always dealt with it on my own. So I always wanted to kind of, when I got into fitness and I felt how much love it gave me to love myself, I felt I wanted to share that with other people. I wanted to try to reach out to other people and show them what exactly fitness has done for me and how it could actually help them as individuals. So it's kind of, it was more of a calm in the storm for me, like for everything that I've dealt with in my own head, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Every time I came out of a gym, I felt that the stress of all life and everything that I was taught about that happened in the past was kind of taken away from me, you know what I mean? So I felt that I could actually employ that into other people. And was one of the reasons why I decided to go down the fitness route.
Yeah, I know that feeling well. When you come out of the gym, there's nothing better than that feeling of satisfaction.
No.
Having accomplished a session. Maybe getting a PB on some lift or something along those lines. And you're progressing. Yeah, and you can track it. And, you know, but it's not easy to transfer that over to other people or teach other people how to do that. Did you find that transition hard?
Not really, because I just came with just a kind of a real approach to it, you know what I mean? I hit people the way you hit me. I was just straight out forward with people, you know what I mean? I didn't kind of make up any lies or to try to sell what I was offering, you know what I mean? What I was trying to do was to try to change people's mentality and not kind of their body. I didn't really come into the game to make people look like bleeding Barbies and Kens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never looked at fitness that way, so fitness was never that kind of... It's nice to get that type of shape. It's nice to achieve it. It's a nice achievement, but it was never what I indicated to come into the business for.
Yeah.
So when people kind of realised that, I kind of brought a different clientele, like, you know what I mean? I wasn't chasing that kind of, like...
Instagram
gym guy, I wasn't chasing that, so I never looked for it.
Yeah.
And people like that used to text me, I'd say to them, say, mate, look, you're all right, you don't kind of need my help. And then I always kind of, that was the type of audience I kind of tried to attract, you know what I mean? It was people that just wanted to train for the body, working class people that had kids, that don't have time to be sitting there eating chicken and rice and scraping themselves out of a battle, you know what I mean? Being depressed, looking up, playing the same field 24/7. And getting wrapped up in fitness. So, like, I just want them to leave a gym feeling that feel-good factor at the end of the week, feeling like they've changed something over the week.
It's obviously working for you because you currently have over 800 members on a daily basis coming in and out of the gym. I mean, that's a huge number of clients.
Yeah, but our smallest class in the gym now is about 80 people.
That's huge. And I mean, how do you manage that kind of stuff? I mean, has it gotten almost run away?
I built the gym in lockdown. So before lockdown, I went into a little deep addiction, cocaine addiction, to be honest with you. Because the past cropped back up and me, went into a little deep depression, into a little deep hole, sitting in my gaff 24/7, hiding behind the window. So my older brother passed away. He was murdered when I was 18. He died. He was murdered on my 18th birthday.
Wow.
So one night I was in my gaff. I have a big tattoo on my arm about this whole dream.
Yeah.
So I had a dream one night, and my brother came to me one night and he says to me in the dream, he says, George, you're going back down a bad route. And we first came to me first with my dad. So my dad was murdered as well when I was eight. So he came to me in a dream with my dad. So they came in on a boat. I had a boat, tattoo on my arm. He came in on a boat and he jumped out the boat. My brother kind of got tortured, so I'm not going to go into that, but he came in and he came out and he said, look, tell me, man, that I can see again and I'm with my dad, but I just need you to do one thing for me. I said, what is it? He goes, I need to go up there in the morning. I need to get your shit together. I need to go chase your dream. Yeah. My dream was always to help people. Yeah. So I woke up the next day and being straight was like, this is not worth a lot of me body vouch for this, me good man. I just woke up the next day, buddy. And I said, I'm going to go out to that field. I'm going to set up boot camps.
Not an easy thing to do.
I started off in the kitchen. Yeah. I started off in my kitchen doing free online classes at 8 p.m. I used to get people to turn on the heating in the kitchen and put a towel at the door and keep the room nice and warm. So we used to do heated kitchen classes. We used to use towels and bottles of water for weights. And we used to run classes in there. So then we went from there out to the fields. I'd done the first 3 or 4 weeks for free just to help people get them out. Then I charged €2 a head for the classes, because I wanted to save up money and buy them equipment. So I saved up the first €2,000 and I bought them all, because it was getting cold, it was coming into the winter. I bought them all free jumpers, hats, scarves, gloves, and face masks. Keep them all warm. Well, then we brought the classes up to, then I brought the classes to $2.50, and then you gave, and you used to be always saying, George, I'm not making any money. And I said, babe, at the minute, it's not about the money. It's about helping people and getting people out and getting people, like, lockdown, obviously, you know what lockdown was like. It damaged a lot of people's heads, minds. Yeah. So I brought a structure, pal. I brought a very, very tight structure. I didn't let anybody talk in my classes. I didn't let anybody talk about what's going on at home. Didn't let anybody have little clicks. I kept a really tight structure. You come in, you do 45 minutes, you forget about the world, you forget about COVID, you forget about everything. And I want you just to release everything that you have in your head into this class.
And you've also branched out into the running aspect of that as well.
Yeah,
then.
So now we have a running club called Street Force G-Force. Right. It runs every Wednesday and Sunday. There's around 250 people in that running group, to 300 people.
Huge reaction, isn't it? Really? Are we surprised at the reaction?
Day, I'm not joking with you. It mind blows me every single day. You can ask me trainers. We sat here on the first day when I set it up. Now, we're running with me with AGM since 2021, but we've never had an official running club. This year we said to ourselves, because we are so busy with the gym, do you know what I mean?
And George, what kind of age bracket are you getting? What?
So our age bracket would be in around from about 25 up. Right. Now we're starting to take in a lot of kids now. But see, it's a boot camp style gym, but we do have the benefits of, like, we have 20 squat racks, we have 40 cardio machines, and we have a gym area. So, like, we do have the benefits of, but we don't chase that style of training, so we don't bring that style of gym goers, you know what I mean? That chasing strong lifting, tops off and all that. Like, it's not what we chase.
It's all functional movement, body weight, stuff.
Yeah, it's just functional classes. Yeah. It's high intensity. You come in, you get 45 minutes. There's no talking, there's no chit-chatting, there's no room for that. We don't allow it. Anyone that kind of, like, we are kind of very strict, you know what I mean? But we're very, very, but it's a meaningful strict, you know what I mean? It's Absolutely. Not an aggressive strict. It's not like we're coming at you. It's to do with what we believe G-Force offers.
Absolutely. Well, that's the nature of boot camp. George, I've run out of time. It's been fascinating talking to you. Congratulations is what I want to say to you on the success. Well done on creating
such a brilliant
business and having so many members and affecting so many people and changing so many people's lives. It's a real credit to you. Well done.
Thank you very much, buddy. Yeah, and that's just one more thing. I wouldn't be without the team either. Mick, Connor, Craig, and Amy. So they're a massive help to the gym as well. So just make sure I show the boys in.
We'll chat to you again and good luck with everything for the future.
Thank you very much. Enjoy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comishune the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.